live, you know, we were about to record, and Ezra said, hey, we got the same shirt on. So I just grabbed the closest shirt to me. I was a little, got that at the National, you know, blowback yard breaks. Now we're not going to be accused of wearing the same shirt. This is kind of how it works, right?
Well, I love it.
I had some pull wax. I just walk around and collect shirts. Anybody who's got shirts in my size, I'll take. You know, I'm not a small individual.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I came back from the National with pretty much a whole new wardrobe of stuff that I probably will never wear. See? Although I will say I'll give Mascots some credit. Mascots merchandise was pretty good this year, as was Merino & Co. I have about 7 Merino & Co. hats. We might have to do a mascot giveaway for a Merino & Co. hat. I think that could go over well.
I mean, I did not leave with any mascot stuff. I'm upset about that. I did
got to change that for Merino
& Co. Got like a little card stand Merino & Co.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Got some cool stuff. So anyway, guys, here we are. It's the Hobby with Cage. I mean, there's no real intro. You guys know this guy. It's Ezra Levine, now with Mascot. So we're not allowed to talk about collectible, right? I can't ask you any questions and say, hey, what's going on collectible? Because you don't work there anymore.
You can ask me whatever you want. I may not be able to answer it. I'm not obliged to answer it.
Not obliged. I mean, listen, it's cool. So you know, collectible done. Different fractional space now with Mascot. I mean, now you're just basically doing exactly the same thing, but with Mascot, right? No, just kidding.
Not at all.
So please, I'll just give you the floor, because I would venture to say, unless you were at National and got sort of like the, you know, the rundown from you or your team, 90% of people who are listening to this, watching this, don't have any idea what Mascot is. So I would try to explain it, but I know I'm not going to do as good a job as you. So the floor is yours. Tell everybody what Mascot is and why that's where you decided to, you know, focus your energy.
So we took over Slab Folio. Slab Folio is a company that had been out there. If you went to the Mint Collective, you went to, you know, other shows, you may have seen Slab Folio there. Slab Folio was pretty much what Mascot is, but we did a whole sort of redesign of the platform. Essentially, it's two things. One, it's the easiest way to manage your collection. And two, it's the easiest way to sell items within your collection across multiple platforms. A really cool tool, really fast. On the managing side, we partnered up with all the major grading companies. We got PSA, SGC, CGC, I'll call them CGC, both comics and cards there, Tag and Beckett. So essentially you put in, you know, one data point, whether it's a serial number, you can drag and drop scans, you can drag and drop a spreadsheet, and it'll pull in essentially all the data those grading companies store on your items and immediately kind of populate within seconds, sort of an entire digitized a catalog of your collection. Then we've also integrated multiple sales channels. If you want to, you know, sell something on eBay and MySlabs, for instance, you can come to Mascot, create one listing on Mascot, and essentially broadcast it, blast it out to multiple marketplaces at the same time. If an item sells in one marketplace, our technology will automatically remove the listing from all the other marketplaces, completely eliminating double sales. So it's a really cool tool. What struck me about it was really just, you know, how many applications there were for it across the, you know, sort of entire collecting sphere, whether you're just a collector who needs a really good, you know, solution, whether you're a power seller who is frustrated by, you know, how long it takes you to actually list items, whether you're someone who is already doing multi-sales channel listings, but you probably had this familiar experience where it sells on one, and you got to remember, you know, what other platforms you have listed on, and if you don't take it down and it sells another, it affects your score. If you're a new marketplace and, you know, there are a lot of them already contacted Mascot saying, hey, you know, a new challenge for marketplace is getting listings and inventory up. If we do an integration with Mascot, boom, theoretically, we could have, you know, tens of thousands of listings day one. Grading companies looking at Mascot as a source of, you know, sort of submission volume. People are uploading both raw items and graded items. So it's a good way for them to get, you know, sort of more raw item inventory through the door. So there were so many applications of Mascot that I thought, you know, had wide scale. And I was incredibly impressed with the team that I joined, and incredibly impressed, you know, with the founders whose vision I very much respected and agreed with. And so, you know, we're very excited to, you know, to officially launch Mascot. We launched Mascot, this is probably 2-3 weeks prior to the National, but, you know, I think the National is the first time we really kind of rolled it out into any big scale.
So I get it. It's sort of like an MLS, like a multi-listing service. We have that for houses, for real estate, that kind of stuff. So I get it on that end, right? It's, you know, if you're selling something, you use Mascot and list it, you know, it'll go out on any platform, I guess. So besides eBay, let's take it from a collector standpoint. Forget about graders and, you know, and consigners and that kind of stuff. Just a regular collector. the use case for them is what? Instead of going on eBay and typing in all the stuff, they scan their card in, barcode, whatever it is on there. You already have the data. So it's already populated, probably a high-res scan if the grading company already has that. It's there. You're able to now kind of click a button, name the price that it should sell for, and it goes out to eBay and where else?
Yeah, so just on that. So the use case and the value for those types of people, I would say the number one bit of feedback we received is how much faster it is to do bulk listings on sites like eBay, MySlabs, and other through Mascot than it would be to do it, you know, sort of individually one by one on what the existing marketplaces have to offer. We had people come up to the National and say, hey, I've listed 500 cards, you know, through Mascot, and literally it took me 2 minutes to do it. Whereas if I were to try to do this, you know, just going through eBay directly, it would take me hours, days. So it's become a huge time saver for people. It's a huge convenience tool. We're in partnership discussions and already locked in some other marketplaces, which will be coming on board. As of right now, it's eBay, MySlabs. We have a Shopify integration, which gives you Amazon, you know, Facebook, Instagram, any social media network, essentially any integration Shopify has, and there's a lot of them, is theoretically accessible through Mascot. And our vision for this is obviously, you know, we want to be sort of the connective hub where no matter where you want to sell your items, you can do so through Mascot. Wherever you want to grade your items, you can do so through Mascot. Just a really great tool to allow you to manage your collection. Right now, it's available for graded and raw sports cards, graded and raw non-sports cards, graded and raw TCG, and graded and raw comics. The list of other categories will be expanding pretty quickly. So, you know, I think we heard a lot of the National people really want, you know, any kind of sealed product. So we're going to be introducing sealed product. Tickets, photographs, you name it. It's going to be a one-stop solution for pretty much any type of collectible item.
So, I mean, I'm trying to come up with a fun use case. So I talked to the guys at, I'll probably say it wrong, Ludex. I talked to those guys there too, and they said, look how fast you're able to get a listing up. And I said, okay, that's cool. But I mean, like, I can list something on eBay in 30 seconds. They said, no way. Take 2 minutes. Okay. So it's 2 minutes. So for the average user, is really what I'm being sold by all these tech platforms that instead of it taking a minute and a half to list an item, it's taking 30 seconds or 20 seconds or something like that. That's the big sales point for someone like me, for a regular everyday seller. This is more for consigners. It's more for like the Probsteins and PCs and those folks of the world that, you know, they're going to list and have it up there quicker. Is there any other tech behind there? I mean, I'll give you an example, right? So I sold on Whatnot and, you know, the tech is always improving, but when I was selling a PSA slab, it was easier to sell than say an SGC slab. Because when I had the Whatnot app open, I scanned the barcode and, you know, the QR code on the slab and boom, it populated the card for me already. Whereas SGC doesn't have that. They just have a fancy, you know, tux. They have the black around the card. It's a bigger slab, but no QR code, no nothing. So I had to manually enter all, and it took longer. And time saving is key. The time is value there. Is there that kind of tech built into Mascot as well?
Yeah, well, when you come sync your items on the Mascot, pretty much any data that's stored or known about that card will immediately populate, right? So just the amount of data that we capture is tremendous. And then when you go to do listings, you're right, if you're doing one listing, yeah, you'll probably save 35, 40 seconds. If you're doing hundreds of listings, thousands of listings, you're a power seller, you're a consignment shop, you're a local card shop, you're a big dealer, whatever, you know, you sort of do. You know, you're talking hours, days, and, you know, everyone's, you know, I think everyone's two most precious resources are probably time and money, right? And so this really has the ability to really save people a lot of time. So the ability to get cards in to sync and pick up all the data on that card, any high-res imagery directly stored by the grading companies, then when you go to list, be able to create, you know, hundreds, not thousands of marketplace listings across multiple channels pretty much instantaneously is a massive, massive time saver. And don't forget, you know, if something sells in
the use case for those guys, I get it. No, I get it. I mean, Rick listens, PC, you know, Josh, they listen. I mean, I know consigners, the big guys, they listen to the show also, but you know, 90% of the people are, so I guess my question becomes, is the goal to kind of have folks kind of put their collection up on Mascot, right? So, I mean, you know, scan it in, whether you're ready to sell it or not, right? You know, scan in, here's your card. Is there a scanning function for raw cards that then it makes it easier for them to load up what a raw card is with pictures and the whole deal? And let me tell you why I ask, because I'm always going to come back to the average Joe. And I know, you know, the average Joe is not what makes money for a company, right? When Mascot wants to sell a year from now and the people who are the Mascot are all getting money when they sell to Fanatics, it's not the average Joe customer that, you know, is listening to me that is going to, you know, build their numbers. It's going to be a big consignment shop or a grading company or whatever it is. So let's try to tie those big businesses into the consumer, into the customer. If I were able to scan in a couple of hundred raw cards, like let's say my son and I have opened up a case of Chrome this week, right? And I was able to just, you know, easily, I don't know if you have like a scanning function, that would be cool, like an AI type thing. It's like, okay, that recognizes the Chrome of Adley Rushman, and that recognizes the Anthony Volpe and the Corbin Carroll, and those are in there. And then I was able to have a list of my cards and click boom, 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 boom. I click 100 cards and then it generates sort of my order with PSA or my order with Beckett. And I don't have to go on the website and fill in, okay, is it a baseball? Okay, drop down 1985, blah, blah, blah. There's a time save for an average Joe like myself. Is that something you could do through Mascot?
It's almost like you're in our product meetings here, Cage. This is impressive. Yeah, look, we are having a lot of conversations with grading companies, and grading companies see a lot of applications for this. Certainly, yep. We'll have a lot of the data directly in Mascot already. So to be able to populate submissions into the grading companies becomes very easy if you have that data already. So that absolutely is something that we're looking into and something that we fully expect to complete. And then when you want to actually sell these, you can literally just, you know, you can filter a gazillion ways. So just sell my vintage baseball cards graded by SGC. Boom, right? You have that in 2 seconds flat. Then boom, you know, list, you know, in bulk. Right. You just check off your marketplace. You can check, you know, one marketplace. If you just want to sell on eBay, you go and do an eBay auction. You can do that through Mascot. If you want to sell it, you know, buy it now across multiple marketplaces, you can do that too. So it really is a massive, massive time saver, particularly when you're doing things in bulk. You're right, Cage. If you're doing things one at a time, yes, you're going to save seconds, maybe a minute, right? But if you're doing things in bulk, it'll save you a tremendous amount of time.
I mean, the cool part for a consumer is, look, even if some of the features that would be helpful for an end user who's not a power seller aren't there right now, having your cards on Mascot, loading up your 100 or 200 or whatever your PC is, one, it's a great tool for organizing it, right? Getting it up there, data. I'm sure you can use that to like, hey, here's my collection and you know, here's what I have. But more importantly, you know, it makes sense to when those functions come, you know, your stuff is there. It's easy. It's, you know, it's not only like an organizational tool, but it's, you know, it's, I get it. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. So what are you asking people to do here? I mean, the average Joe, someone who's listening to this, are you asking people to sign up for accounts? Is an account sign up free? You know, I mean, the average collector who's going to go on there and load up 100 cards, are you charging them? Talk to me.
Free. It is completely free. So you go to withmascot.com, W-I-T-H, mascot, M-A-S-C-O-T, and you create a free account. And literally within probably, you know, a minute or two, you could have your entire collection fully digitized, fully cataloged. You then create, you know, essentially integrations with whatever marketplaces you want to sell into. And then from there, you really just check off which items you want to sell, if you want to sell at all. Obviously, we have tools available, just sort of the management components. We're also going to have a pricing component. We partnered with Card Hedge. So we're going to have probably the next week or two, you'll be able to get your items in and not only just see them, you know, sort of cataloged and digitized, but you can also see, you know, sort of roughly what last comps were on every card. If you want to see more data, you'll be redirected over to Card Hedge. So it's a really great tool. Again, free to sign up, www.withmascot.com, and on socials at withmascot.
There we go. So, I mean, listen, that's about the most that I can squeeze out of a Mascot commercial. It's about 15 minutes in. For right now, you know, the ask is sign up. What does it hurt? It's free. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, not collectible itself, but the fractional space. What do you think about it overall? Are you still as bullish on the fractional space as you were, you know, a couple years ago?
Long-term, I am. You know, I do very much envision a future in which fractional ownership has a big part of this. Obviously, you know, I think what we saw is that it worked really well in a bull market and a bear market. It didn't work quite as well. And I think, you know, the timing was slightly unfortunate for collectible in the sense where, you know, we were really rock and rolling when the market was good. We did a lot of IPOs. Demand was white hot. Anything we put up would really sell. And then as soon as the market took a leg down, you know, and unfortunately, the prices at IPOs were higher than the market. you know, I think anyone who bought cars probably in 2020, 21, 22 has had a very similar experience. I also like to point out just what's not just fractionalized collectibles. You know, any public market IPO, there's some really amazing data on this. But, you know, companies that went public in the public markets and the stock market, you know, over 80% of IPOs from 2020 through current are underwater, meaning they're under their IPO price with an average return of, you know, around minus 50%. So this is not just a fractionalized collectible thing. This is very much sort of a macro, you know, thing as well. So again, I'm very bullish on fractional. You know, I think collectible did a lot of things really right. I think, you know, what ultimately, you know, kind of bit collectible a little bit was just, you know, the timing of when we put up IPOs to where the market is now. Listen, but again,
I'll look for anybody who bought cards last year who didn't buy one that's underwater now. I mean, unless you were perfect. I mean, very hard. I mean, you know, and there are collectors who don't care about that, but I can tell you, I speak for myself. I definitely purchased cards last year, you know, April, May, June, even earlier than that, you know, are worth significantly less than the purchase price, 100%. More than I want to admit. So I appreciate you answering questions on that. We got the ask from you for Mascot. You want folks to sign up. How about just businesses? Right. I'll give you two more minutes for any businesses that are out there listening, you know, businesses that might want to kind of partner with you. What's an ideal kind of coupling for you? Other hobby businesses that are out there, you know, who might you be able to partner with? You know, if you were in a virtual elevator right now with any hobby business that you could think of, what would be your 30-second kind of elevator pitch to those guys who are listening to this now and say, hey, maybe I have a way to work with Mascot?
So. Yeah, the number one thing that we keep hearing is a lot of new marketplaces, some of which Candlelight wasn't even sure, or I didn't even know that they were launching. There's a lot of new marketplaces that are forming, have formed, still coming to market, some backed by tremendously successful large companies who are looking to get to scale pretty quickly. They're coming to Mascot and saying, hey, I want my logo right, you know, next to the, you know, to the other marketplaces who are already signed up, because I want that inventory that may only have gone to one marketplace. We want this to go to our marketplace as well. So I think, you know, people can expect a lot of partnerships, a lot of integrations of additional marketplaces coming there. On the grading side, obviously, you know, there's a lot of grading companies out there. We're working with a lot of them already to allow people to submit items directly to for submission through Mascot. I think that's going to be, you know, a real win. There's a lot of great technology and a lot of great entrepreneurs who still are coming into this market, which gives me a lot of confidence in sort of the long-term success of it. Even though prices have come down, activity and interest and entrepreneurship continues to, you know, to remain very strong. So, you know, I think Mascot, we've spoken to a lot of companies in this space. That's one thing that I think, you know, our team is very strong in, is just relationships and sort of business development and knowing, you know, sort of a lot of people in this space just through previous experience. So yeah, I mean, I do think a lot of marketplaces, a lot of integrations, a lot of partnerships will be coming down the line for Mascot.
And not exclusive, right? I mean, you're doing this, it's sort of a multi-listing service. So I'll hold your feet to the fire for a second. eBay comes to you and eBay's got to be 99% of where you're going. Well, 85% of where you're going right now. And they say, hey, you know, for us to use you, we just want you to only sell through us. Get rid of the other platforms. What's Mascot say there?
You know, look, I think eBay obviously is the behemoth, right? You know, they are the number one by a long shot. Even when you aggregate auctions, you know, some of the most premier auctions, they're still, you know, fairly small compared to eBay. You know, I think eBay, what they really recognized at the national was how much easier it is to get items onto eBay quicker and faster, more optimized for character lengths, for image quality, all that stuff. So yeah, I think eBay has seen various functions of multi-sales channel listings across, you know, various other categories that they participate in. Obviously, it hasn't really taken off yet within sports cards, sports collectibles, but I think they're very much aware that it will. And, you know, what they're primarily concerned with is, you know, how can we make sure that people have the best experience listing on eBay? How can we make it, you know, so obvious and so easy for people to get items in the door? And I think just given their scale and their size and the amount of buyers they have 125 million unique buyers. Yep. Right. So ultimately our vision really is that, hey, people can blast out the inventory wherever they want it to go. And ultimately, whichever marketplace converts to sale, we'll get the commission. I think eBay feels pretty confident given, you know, their size and scale that more times than not, it will be eBay. So, you know, I think what they're recognizing is that making it easier to sell on eBay will ultimately lead to more conversions and more sales than what they currently have.
So are you not fearful then that eBay just turns a little bit of the money spigot on and creates the same sort of tech that you're doing and gives the ability for folks who are end sellers on eBay to just, hey, here you go. Scan your card in. We've now worked with Peckett and PSA and Arena Club and Tag and whoever else is out there. When you scan your code on eBay or right on the app, boom, it's going to populate it, and boom, we're going to sell quicker. Is the runway for Mascot just until eBay wakes up and figures out that they can do that themselves?
Look, I mean, I think, we've seen eBay do a lot of things right over the last couple of years. I will give eBay a lot of credit. I think they've made some tremendous strides there. I think, creating fast listings and easy listings has been something that, they've thought a lot about. And, I've been very encouraged by the response that they've had towards Mascot. I think they recognize that Mascot can be a game changer and can really accelerate people listing things in higher quantities than they do currently. Certainly always a risk, right? And anytime you're a new, young company and, you're working with larger companies, there's always that risk. But, I think eBay has shown that, they're looking and willing to partner. They're looking and willing to acquire. Not necessarily that that's what we're thinking. But, I have a tremendous degree of confidence that eBay is going to continue to do the right thing to make the collecting experience better. And I think Mascot has, a really great use case for them.
One final question, and I will let you go. I keep my episodes under 25 minutes now when I can. What is your favorite mascot?
My favorite mascot, I would have to say, it's not really a mascot, but I would say it's the Michigan Wolverine. I went to the University of Michigan. So we don't really have a mascot per se, but we are the Wolverines. I got this card. I'll show off a little show and tell. Nice. From Gary Vee. It's a warm Wolverine and a 10.
Are you a warm Wolverine? Is that what you can say? I'm not like a warrior Wolverine instead? A little bit of both, maybe?
I'm a Wolverine through and through. I think my favorite mascot has to be a Wolverine. If not the Wolverine, I would go with the Georgia Bulldog. I think that's a great mascot.
I like it. Georgia Bulldog is a little sloppy looking. I will say that the Wolverine's fun, but it doesn't make me think of Michigan, although I guess it should. It makes me think of the movie Red Dawn. And people who are old out there will know that one. So a little Red Dawn. It's always back to a movie. Ezra, you are a good sport. You let me ask about collectible. You let me poke holes in the new business, which it's 3 weeks old. So who doesn't like coming on a podcast and poking holes in have some idiot poke holes in their new business? Guys, it's easy. It's free. Go ahead and check out With Mascot. Check out it's at With Mascot. Ezra, obviously you guys know him, you saw him there. I did watch some of their educational stuff there, kind of like a run through tutorial of their product. It's pretty quick, it's pretty easy, it's pretty painless. And even if it's just a tool that you guys use to, put your own cards up on a platform and have them kind of organized until you want to sell or until you there's other functionality in there to work with the grading companies. I mean, what do you have to lose, right? It's just another place to store and track your collection, right? That about the fair enough?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. No, it's a great tool. I think when people come and use it and experience it, we've had a lot of signups, we've had a lot of inventory. The feedback we keep receiving as well. This is incredibly easy. It's saving me a lot of time, and so we're excited about the product. Again, www.withmascot.com and on socials at withmascot.
withmascot.com. I have a mascot card. I was going to start a mascot collection, but AG, she's got that corner. She's all about the mascot. Thanks, Ezra. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kitch. Always a pleasure.